You know, as we take one day at a time, we find ourselves going through situations where we need Jesus to hold our hand as we go. We need to know that he's with us as we go. And it's so good to know that he has not and will not leave us alone as we go, one day at a time. I'd like for you to turn your attention again to the scripture that we read earlier from the 4th chapter of Mark's Gospel, beginning with the 35th verse. I'll be reading from the King James Version. It's on now? Okay. Beginning with that 35th verse, it says, "And the same day when even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was into the ship. And there was also with him a little ship. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves bare into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Let me read the portion of that again. "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat upon the ship, and that was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?" I want to speak with you a little while. Peace while the storm is still raging. Peace while the storm is still raging. There are perhaps no more familiar scriptures than this one in the New Testament. All of us know about the storm that was raging out on the Sea of Galilee. And somehow every time we talk about it, we can't help but picture those who were out on that boat, recognizing that the storm was raging to the point that Peter, who was a man of the sea, a fisherman, and some of the others were fishermen as well, but I can't help but think it was Peter who voiced his opinions and the things that were said here. He said, as the storm was raging, a storm perhaps like he'd never seen before. Though the storms, great storms, continue to happen out on the Sea of Galilee, they tell me it's because of the way the sea is laid out. It's not very large. It's someone said it's very similar to Lake Erie, but Lake Erie is about 100 times as large. Mm-hmm. It's only about 200 feet deep at its deepest point. So it's not a very big body of water, but because of the hills and mountains behind it, and because of the warm air that comes from off of the water, it seems that that's a combination with the water that's not very deep and the cool air, the cool dry air that comes down off of the mountains and out of the hills, and the warm air that's coming in off of the Mediterranean. It seems that that's a place where storms just occur. And they're not very long, but somehow they're very intense. And very seldom do you find that anybody's in one of those storms that they don't remember, because somehow it was just that kind of storm. Here's one now. Peter, as I said, who was a man of the sea, he found himself on the ship and was very, very much afraid. And he said something. He said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Somehow it seems, as I look at that, he's saying to Jesus, who came to take care of us, Jesus, whose main mission here was to come and to save us and to reach out to, "Carest thou not that we perish?" Are you concerned at all that those of us who are here on the ship with you, some of us are very likely going to drown, and you're sleeping? "Carest thou not that we perish?" But I'm sure that if you look at it later, you'll see Peter knew that he didn't have to worry about Jesus caring. No matter what the situation is, we don't have to worry about Jesus caring. I know that Jesus cares. No matter what the situation is, no matter where I am or what I'm going through, I know Jesus cares. I know that I don't have to explain it all to him. I know that he knows what I'm going through, and he knows where I am in every situation. Jesus cares. He cares about me. And somehow that makes me have a special feeling of comfort no matter what I'm going through.
That's right.
I'm going through something, but you know what? I know Jesus cares. There's a situation that I can't handle, but I know Jesus cares. It seems like it's been too long in this financial situation or in this family situation or whatever problems it might be, but I know that Jesus cares. So he has not, and he will not leave me alone. I may not be through this yet, but I know he's going to bring me through. I'm still in the storm, if you will. Peter was in the storm, and he said, Jesus, do you care? Somehow, if we look now and see that storm continued to rage until Jesus got up, waved his hand, I believe, and said, peace, be still, to that storm, to that situation. Peace, be still. Quiet, hush, be still. And there was a great calm. Just as there are those great storms that happen out on that Sea of Galilee, somehow when you're out on that water, some of us traveled to Jerusalem and we were out on the Sea of Galilee. It was so special and so beautiful as we went along. There were some, and I know that we found ourselves caught up in the fact that we were out on the sea where Jesus was, where he came and was out on that boat, and we were on a boat. Somehow out there, we just felt his presence at that time. But you know, as we look now, as I said, Peter at this time was saying, do you care? The storm is raging. We're about to perish. Uh-huh. Do you care? Do you care? But as we look further, we find in the scriptures, as we go through and find other situations, we know that Peter knew that Jesus cared. When he went through other situations, he knew that Jesus did care. I suppose that's why when he was in prison, they had killed James. And Herod said, well, that seemed to please folks. Uh-huh. So what I'm going to do tomorrow morning is we're going to take that other one who was with him, Peter.
That's right.
And we're going to go out and we're going to murder him and kill him. And that'll please the folks. But we'll do that in the morning.
All right,
now Peter knew all this. And somehow, just think about this. Here is Peter. Here's Herod, who just killed James.
Right.
Everybody was applauding what had happened. Not everybody, of course, but those who were against, those who were in the way.
Uh-huh.
Somehow they recognized that here Herod was going to kill Peter in the morning. I suppose it's going to be a great event.
Yes,
I don't know all the ways he was going to do it or what he's going to do, but in the morning, Peter was going to be killed.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knew about it, Peter included. The church continued to pray about
yes,
it.
Sir.
Because they knew that Herod had, what can we do? What's this situation? Everybody was upset except Peter.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me that Peter was in the prison, chained, guards all around,
right.
gate, all of this.
Uh-huh.
Now, Peter, you would think, was up crying all night, worried about this, didn't know what to do. Peter was asleep.
Good.
He slept good.
Yes, sir.
He wasn't having any problem sleeping. That's because he knew God cared. He knew the Lord cared. He wasn't worried about it. You know, I think about this going back a little bit. You know, on that same boat, where Peter and the others were terrified by the storm, that storm that was rocking and terrifying them, that was the same storm that sort of rocked Jesus to sleep. I guess he was in a situation where he was not concerned. Peter didn't have to be concerned. The others didn't have to be concerned because they knew Jesus cared. They knew Jesus cared. Well, they didn't know then, it seemed. They had to find out later that they don't have to worry because Jesus cared. Peter wasn't worried when he was in the prison. He didn't know exactly what was going to happen. But somehow, even in that storm, if you will, that storm they was going through in prison, about to be killed, that storm, didn't know whether it was going to be beaten or what they were going to do to him.
Yeah.
During all of that storm, think of all of this. And yet he was able to have peace in the middle of that storm. I'm reminded of Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas got arrested, and they didn't just put them in prison. They put them in the inner prison down at the bottom. They put them in a place where they couldn't even see any light. What a terrible situation.
Yeah.
terrible situation, somehow in that storm, if you will, that storm of hatred after lies and all the things that had gotten there, that storm, they were down in the inner prison, and somehow they just started praying and singing songs of Zion, if you will. Somehow they had peace. They're in the middle of a storm, terrible situation, in the middle of a storm, but they had peace in the middle of the storm. I guess what I want to let you know is Jesus cares. Just as Peter found out about it, just as Paul and Silas realized it. When you're going through the storm, you don't need to be concerned about the storm because you know he's going to bring you through. The situations that we find ourselves in are only going to make us stronger. The things that we face, we know that we're facing them, but not all by ourselves. We can hold on to an unchanging hand that's going to bring us through those situations. The storm is raging. Storm is raging in some lives here right now. Some folks are going through some things. They don't know how they're going to continue to handle it. But you know what? You don't have to stay awake all night worried about it. What you can do is talk to the Lord and be in touch just to let him remind you that I'm here with you. I'm standing by you. I'm going to bring you through this. Maybe not on a schedule that pleases you right now, but just know this. I am able to take care of it, and I do care. The Lord cares about that situation you're in. Those tears that are in your eyes, he knows all about them. He knows that you've been crying. He knows about the situation. He not only knows that you cried, Jesus knows more about your tears than you do. He knows how many tears you cried. He knows the nights that you've been up. But you know what? Just knowing that he cares. Just knowing that he cares. Just knowing that he's able. Just knowing that he won't allow it to be more than I'm able to go through. Just knowing that I'm not going to lose a whole lot of sleep over my financial situation. I'm not going to lose a whole lot of sleep over that problem that I may have over at work. I'm not going to lose a whole lot of sleep about the things that seem to be going wrong. I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep about all these storms that are swirling around, because I know even in the midst of the storm, no matter how the storm may no matter how the storm may rage, I can find peace right now. That storm that's raging, think about this. Where better to be than in the arms of someone who loves you like Jesus does. He not only loves us, but he's powerful. He not only cares about us, but he's able to bring us through our situation. He loves us so much that he was willing to drag a cross for us. He was able to carry that cross down Calvary's stony road. And somehow when he got out there, he allowed him to nail him to that cross. He cared that much about us. He cares that much about us. He didn't just care when he was carrying the cross. He didn't just care when he's being nailed to the cross. He cares even right now. That salvation, that death that he died for us, is because he cares. Think about this. He loved you so much that he suffered and died for you. And he's still right by your side. He still listens to every situation that you put into your prayer. Not that he doesn't already know. You know, sometimes we get things mixed up. We think we got to explain this to the Lord. We don't have to explain it. He wants you to talk about it. But you don't have to tell him. He knows more details than you do. He knows how long it's been going on than you do. He knows that the storm is raging. And he's able, even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of the storm, to give you peace. If you know he's there, and you know everything's going to be all right, if you know you don't have to worry about this situation, if you know he is able, I believe you can have some peace. I believe you can go to sleep at night. I believe you can set this aside and concern yourself or put your mind on something other than the storm. The storm is raging. Jesus doesn't always stop the storm, but he'll give you peace in the middle of it. He can stop the storm, but sometimes the storm is good for us. You know, when the storms come, sometimes you see the dust blowing and all. Well, after the storm is gone, all that stuff is gone. Everything's clean. Everything's, the rain cleans things up. That ozone smell, it's all so good. Storm cleans things up.
Yes, sir.
Your storms are maybe cleaning some things up. Your storms are changing some things and making them better. Your storms you're going through, you don't want the storms to last. But after the storm is gone, you can find it yourself, find that you're better than you were, stronger than you were, trusting in the Lord more than you did, able to hold on to his hand tighter than you ever could. Somehow you know that he's there for you. You know that you're wrapped up in his arms, and there's no better place to be than wrapped up in the arms of the God of the universe.
Thank you, Lord.
The storm, that storm you're going through right now, that's what I want to talk to you about. That storm that you're going through right now, the storm may not end soon, but I can tell you this, the storm will pass over.
Yes, sir.
But right now, you can have peace knowing that Jesus is with you right now. Jesus is with you during the storm.
Yes, sir.
The storm is raging, but we can find peace, joy in the middle of our most horrific storms. Sometimes you go through two storms at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Find storms raging all over. They call it the perfect storm when you get more than one storm coming together, and it's all kinds of trouble. Satan doesn't just stop sometimes when he puts you into some trouble. He says, "Well, I got you doing it, moving this way. Now I'm going to hit you the other way."
Yes, sir.
Seems like so much he's doing at one time, but you know what? Jesus is the master of all those storms. Just know. Peter seemed to be concerned and confused. He said, "Carest thou not? Lord, do you care?" Peter, let me tell you, the Lord cares. Peter, I can testify that the Lord cares. Peter, I've been through some things, and the Lord cares. I've been down. The Lord cared enough to get me up. I've gone through some things, and the Lord cared enough to bring me through and to bring me out. There were situations I could not handle, and the Lord handled them.
That's right.
Put me back on my feet again. The Lord cares. You're in the middle of a storm. Don't give up on the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because you know he's with you in the middle of the storm. And you know that the Lord cares. Let us talk to the Lord. Oh, our Father and our loving God. Father, there are some here who, as we prayed earlier, we know are going through some storms. There are some situations and they don't know what to do or how to handle them. But I'm just asking you, Father, to touch them right now and let them know, Father, that you've already heard the prayers that have gone up. But more than that, you know more about this situation than anybody does. You know more than those doctors who may have given them bad news. You know more than those friends who walked away and decided they would not be friends anymore. You know more, Father, than anybody knows about our situations. And so we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you have given us Jesus Christ as a friend who cares. He's with us in every situation. He's with us no matter how bad things might seem. We can find joy down in our hearts just knowing that we have the presence of Jesus through all of our situations. Father, we even thank you for the storms, because somehow it seems as we go through the storms, we become stronger and stronger, because the more you bring us through, the more you bring us out, the more we know that you're able. Peter was able to be strong when he was going through a terrible situation because you'd already brought him through some things. Paul and Silas didn't get concerned when they're in that prison because they knew already that you were able to bring them through. They just wanted to praise you and lift up your name. Father, we want to lift up your name right now. Even while some of us are going through some difficult times, we want to praise you right now because we know without a doubt that you're with us. You're bringing us through. You're with us. We can trust in you. We can hold on to your unchanging hand. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Father, for letting us know that you care. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us stand. That storm's going to pass over. Hallelujah. That storm that you're going through, you're not all by yourself. Jesus is with you even during the worst part of your storm. There may be somebody here who has not yet said yes to the Lord, that they know he's real because he's been there for them, and they've also seen the things, they heard the testimony of family and friends who have brought him through different situations. But perhaps even though you know how real he is, I believe there may be somebody here who has not said yes. Has not said yes, they give themselves over to Jesus. Somebody who has not totally made Jesus their choice. If that's you, why not right now? Why not right now? Storms may be raging in your life even now. He's able. Situations may not be all that you'd like to see them to be, but he's with you. Somehow I think it would be great to establish that better relationship, if you will, with a Lord who's continuing to be there for you and shows you that he cares. Is there somebody who wants to say yes? Somebody who wants to become a part of this household? Somebody who wants to come and let the world know I'm on the Lord's side. I'm going to do everything I can to do his will. Or maybe now there's somebody here who doesn't have a church or has a church that was somewhere else. You gave yourself to the Lord a long time ago, but somehow you have not been able to serve there. And all those gifts that the Lord gave you, all those things that you're able to do to help the church to grow. You can't help that church wherever you were now because you're not close enough. But those gifts, God would have you to use them here. Those things that you can do for the Lord, we'd love to be able to say the Lord has sent you to do those things with us and to help us to grow and become more of what the Lord would have us to be. Is there someone who wants to say yes to Jesus? My Lord. My Lord. God bless you all.